this episode, I may sound a little preachy to you, and it's okay, because I want to encourage the people that are told in so many different ways, it don't take all that. You don't have to do all that. Your team do too much. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage us, because there was a point in my life I didn't understand this until life started happening. Trials and tribulations start rushing in and darkness start creeping in, and I had to have a personal encounter with God, knowing that it was only Him that brought me through, that could pull me through, and the reason why I'm here today. Things start to click and our perspective started to shift and my understanding was different. And with that, I am a part of the people who maybe said it don't take all that. It don't take all that syndrome. We'll try to filter through in our lives because many people are looking from a vantage point of view that does not enable them to see the tears you've cried, the darkness that consumed your days and nights, the errors in your ways, the heartache that crushed you, the trauma that crippled you, the dysfunction that had you operating out of order, the mental battles that left wounds on your self-worth, emotional abuse, spiritual warfare, prisons within yourself that kept you from being free to love unconditionally, sexual abuse, depression, suicide attempts. You did not see me breaking loose from those things with God and through God, and it's because of God. It takes all that and some. All they see is you dressed to the nines, you're groomed, you're put together, you're smelling good, your hair is done, nails is done, and face is did up, and joy on your face, laughter filling the room from your happy place. You're screaming, shouting, running, and dancing without no pry, pull, bribing, or convincing. It seems like it's on cue, look like you want to be seen and heard. What you and I have been through, we're going to live unapologetically so, relentless so, out loud and loud for the one that didn't let me die in my sin, die to myself, left me broken and in my mess, out of the place of despair, darkness. God lifted us. And not only did He lift us, but He continues to keep and bless us over and over and over again. His grace and mercy covers us. So listen when I say this. We can't do enough in everything that we do because we given 100%, period. Giving God our all, living life to the fullest, and loving unconditionally and endlessly. One day I hope it clicks for the onlookers. But until then, watch us live. Be excited about life and give God everything we got, no matter how it looks to you. Because yes, for my story, for your story, of where we was and not anymore, yes, it takes all that. And will continue to take all that. Because God is just that good. Love always ceasing.